This weekend marks the official start of summer. People are leaving their living rooms and making their way to the pool, the backyard barbecue, maybe the movie theaters for big summer blockbusters. But if you'd rather avoid the heat, the cicadas, and the crowds, the Fox Network is hoping you'll tune into its new summer lineup, because Fox is not going on vacation this summer. We wanted to know how the Fox strategy might affect our viewing habits, so we called Bruce Fretz, who is the senior correspondent for TV Guide. Bruce Fretz, welcome.
Thank you very much.
First off, Fox has decided to show new programs, brand new programs, in the summer season. What new shows are we talking about here?
Well, they actually have six shows that they're launching in the summer, which is a lot. Sometimes networks will try one or two new shows in the summer, but they've got a whole lineup they're launching. They've got a show called North Shore, which is trying to be sort of the OC of this year. They launched the OC last summer as a primetime soap opera, and it did well. It's a show set at the beach. And they have a reality show from Mark Burnett, the producer of Survivor, called Casino.
I guarantee you win.
What happened to my guarantee?
I'm sorry, that was a Vegas guarantee.
They've got the second season of The Simple Life with Paris Hilton. And they've got a couple of comedies, Quintuplets with Andy Richter, and Method and Red with the rappers Method Man and Red Man.
Hey, did we move here for this fly hot tub?
That ain't it either.
Hey, speak for yourself. This time is off the hook, boy.
And finally, they've got a new drama called The Jury. So it's quite an impressive slate of programming they've got lined up.
It doesn't sound, though, as if they're taking too many chances. I mean, there's Paris Hilton, too.
Right, right.
Hi.
Is this a real trailer park?
Yes.
Versions of other things. Quintuplets, I can imagine. It would be like cheaper by the dozen, only five.
Right, although the quintuplets are teenagers, so it's more kind of a teen sitcom.
So it's like 10.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But no, none of these shows are really breaking any new ground, but just the fact that they're trying to sort of launch the equivalent of the fall season in the summer is an ambitious move on Fox's part.
So why are they doing it? Is it because of the competition that's offered by all the new technologies, or we do our own reruns on TiVo or buy the entire season on DVD of the things we like?
I think it's the fact that every summer the networks lose a little bit more ground to cable because they tend to just put on reruns or put on shows they're just kind of burning off, they don't really believe in. And they're seeing the pattern of this over the years and realizing they can't just afford to close up shop in the summer anymore. They have to try to put on shows that are going to break through. And I think they've also seen that the shows that have broken through in the past few years, Survivor and American Idol particularly, both launched in the summer when there's less competition, when it's easier to kind of stand out, then you're not stuck in the middle of a glut of new programming like you are in the fall. Even last year, The OC on Fox was the show that debuted in the summer, and that was their biggest hit of the season. So I think they're seeing that when you have less competition in the summer, it can be easier to launch a new show.
Does this work for advertisers? Do they get a break on ad time in the summer season?
It's usually cheaper, yeah, to buy ads in the summer. Usually advertisers focus a lot of their spending in the fourth quarter leading up to Christmas, so that's one reason why we've had a lot of reruns in the summer. But I think, you know, when you get a show like American Idol or Survivor that really captures people's attention, even if it's the middle of August, if it's the finale of a show that everyone's been watching all summer, advertisers will pay a premium to make sure that they're in there so that people will see their ads.
So is this a trend, do you think? Are reruns so last century? Is that gone?
Well, I think the other networks are going to watch what happens with Fox this summer. If this works for them, I think you'll see the other networks trying it more next summer. NBC does have a lot of reality shows that they're putting on this summer, which they also did last summer, but it's not quite the same strategy. These shows, if they work on Fox, they're going to continue into the fall and stay on the schedule permanently. NBC is just using reality shows as kind of a stopgap. Instead of showing reruns, they just show these cheap shows that they've put together, like Last Comic Standing and For Love or Money, to keep people watching. But I think if the Fox strategy works, you'll see the other networks launching more and more new shows in the summer.
Are they responding to some kind of change in American viewing habits?
Well, I think they're responding to the change in the competition with cable. I mean, you've seen a lot of shows break out in the summer on cable as well. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy started last summer on cable and did very well for Bravo. Nip Tuck launched last year in the summer for FX.
That didn't last, though.
No, it did. They're picking it up. It's coming back again this year. And actually, it actually got higher ratings than Queer Eye. Queer Eye got all the press. But Nip Tuck actually did very well in the ratings and got some Golden Globe nominations for the network.
That's so, a series about two cool plastic surgeons in
Miami,
operating
that's right.
In Miami, so
yes,
to speak.
Yes, yes, a very edgy show that FX put together. So, and you're going to see more of that this summer, too. You're going to see more original series on cable. 6 Feet Under is coming back on HBO. So there's more competition. They have to try to stand up to that by putting on new shows themselves.
Do you think there's something good coming on TV this summer? I mean, have you seen anything that you really liked?
Well, I've only seen half of the new Fox shows, and I have to say I haven't been very impressed yet.
Well, we can broaden this. Maybe not just Fox.
Well, there's always stuff. There's always stuff that comes out that you don't expect in the summer. We don't know what the breakout show is going to be yet. But Nip Tuck is coming back again this summer. There's a lot of interesting stuff to look for. Fox has the most, but not necessarily the best, of the new shows. There is a show called The Jury from Tom Fontana, the producer of Oz and Homicide.
Well, Matthew Burns says he didn't hit Vincent Cosgrove.
He pleaded not guilty. What did you expect him to say? She found the body.
She's a total pathological liar.
It's kind of a weird fit with Fox, but if it does well, that could be an interesting show to watch.
Bruce Fretz is a senior correspondent for TV Guide, and he joined us from the BBC studios in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.